New Galaxy Broadcasting proudly presents Integrative Hermetic Health with Hugo Rodier, MD. In this program, we explore a powerful new paradigm for health from the standpoint of integrative medicine. In his practice, Dr. Rodier integrates the ancient Hermetic art and the enduring role of food as medicine with modern nutrition, but also allowing for the wide range of important health practices, including truly valuable medical discoveries, chiropractic, acupuncture, homeopathic and herbal medicine. In this program, Hugo Rodier, an expert in intestinal health and nutrition, will help the audience discover an approach that focuses on actual cures, not the masking of the elegant simplicity of many health solutions for the sake of profit. Profit too long has been an overriding motive of the pharmaceutical companies, and sometimes, sadly, by many in the medical establishment today. I'm happy today that you could join us on the Integrative Hermetic Health Show. My name is Johnny Bluestar. I helped Dr. Hugo Rodier, the founder and host of the show, to explore the articles from medical journals which he selects every month as subjects for discussion. The content of serious scientific research developed in articles in respected medical journals generally escapes any review by the public. But there are certain subjects, like nutrition, that are overridden by the relentless domination of Big Pharma, essentially pharmaceutical propaganda, and complicit media affirmations in popular newspapers, magazines, and broadcasts. The extent of this is so great that people, even doctors, have not realized the extraordinary research concerning the microbiome, specifically for us, microorganisms in the gut, generally a large focus of this program. Today, this focus of ours continues in spades because the science is overwhelming and the research product in this realm is beginning to saturate the professional medical journals. The content of our shows are largely not outdated. Catch up on the Integrative Hermetic Health Show by visiting our archives at newgalaxybroadcasting.com. The links in these articles discussed here and many others can be found, including Dr. Rodier's commentary, at hugorodier.com. Dr. Rodier, would you be shocked to learn the real truth about most probiotic brands? That's the headlines of a little, I could say, advertisement we're about to go through. This gentleman who writes this article is an MD, and he is an advisor to a holistic health company. I don't know.
Okay.
And it says, if you suffer from bloating, digestive discomfort, low energy, moodiness, brain fog, poor sleep, weight issues, or even dry, flaky, unhealthy-looking skin, then please read us this thing below. So it's talking about how a lot of doctors are recommending probiotics. According to them, there's a big difference between truly helpful and effective probiotics, supplements. There's an article here about the value of probiotic supplements and research. And anyway, but there's a lot that's not helpful. And what they're saying here is that there are some problems with the probiotics that are generally available. And it says that the vast majority, let's go through some of this and you give me a comment on it, okay?
Yeah.
Says the vast majority of probiotics contained in traditional probiotic supplements will be dead before they even reach your gut. And of course, dead probiotics are completely worthless. You see, one of the greatest challenges in creating a truly effective probiotic formula is being able to actually deliver delicate probiotic cells to the gastrointestinal tract truly intact and alive. What do you think?
It's true. True. That's why I've been trying to cope until new technology came out, which is I'm sure what this guy is promoting. But before technology came out to try to counteract that common sense information, that is, that they're going to get destroyed, I would tell people, just don't take one. One is like a spit in the bucket. Take 10, 20 of them. So I coped that way with good results. Also, I coped by teaching people how to apply those probiotic capsules as suppository.
Really?
Yeah. So I got good results. So I totally agree with that statement. But to say that they all die before they reach the intestines is not true.
Well, it says that less than half of conventionally produced probiotics survive.
Okay, well, there you go. Yeah, he's acknowledging what I just told you.
Okay. Well, the next thing is, it's estimated that traditional probiotics typically get killed off at a rate of up to 15% each month when they're on the shelf, refrigerated or not. Is that true?
True.
And get this, most of the probiotics products you find on store shelves, are already well there over a year, some even as much as 2 years old. After all, big companies produce hundreds of thousands of bottles to cut costs and then store these bottles in their warehouses long before they ever end up in your hands.
That is true of any marketing.
Okay. That's pretty bad. Well, I guess certain things like cereal will last for a long time. I don't know. Some of these things will last for a long time. They're so completely treated, you know. But anyway, this is a little different. What's more, independent testing has found that some probiotic supplements can contain less than 50% of the amount of live probiotics on the label.
True. It's not a regulated industry. So there are some brands that are very good, other brands that are not so good. Some companies are very good, others are not so good. So, well, this is a big rap from the other side of the aisle. The mainstream docs are still reticent about probiotics, although they are openly recommending them now. I think
this is going to be recommending. Yes, this is going to recommend a certain type of technology. But let's continue on with a little. There's a little more before we get to that claim. Due to the extreme acidic environment of the stomach, as much as 75% of the remaining live probiotic cells will be killed off before reaching the intestine. In the end, most traditional probiotic supplements may only wind up delivering a very small percentage of what their label promises alive and well to your gut. But it all boils down to, not only are these products a complete waste of your time and money, but much more importantly, they are robbing you of the critically important health benefits that are the entire reason you would invest in a probiotic in the first place. Rather, fortunately, there's a solution, and the answer lies in patented microencapsulation technology. Knowing the previously mentioned challenge, this particular company has developed what they feel is the most advanced, or claiming to be the most advanced probiotic formula anywhere, using cutting-edge patented microencapsulation technology developed by Italian researchers to solve this very problem. Instead of leaving fragile biopod probiotic cells to fend for themselves, this process encases each live cell in a lipid matrix to protect them from oxygen, heat, humidity, acid, bile, and the like. The end result is dramatically enhanced survival of probiotic cells both on the shelf and through the digestive tract, and greatly improved delivery over traditional probiotic supplements. Does that sound interesting?
Well, but we've known this for a long time, Johnny. See, this is the whole tone of the article is attack, and it turns me off immediately. I suppose I do it too, but I try not to.
Well, you do a good job sometimes on that.
Technology of liposomes, that's what he's talking about, liposomes, L-I-P-O-S-O-M-E, liposomes. We've known about them for a long time. I think it's older than 10 years. And the pharmaceuticals came up with this, which was a big breakthrough, to maximize absorption for the very reasons he states. So I agree with all of that. A whole lot of companies now, nutritional companies, are coding their supplements with liposomes, from probiotics, vitamin C. And so it's a big thing right now in the natural industry. But for this guy to claim that they're the only ones doing it, that's not true. So it is true.
Okay, well, he has an example that comes from the Journal of Clinics Gastroenterology, saying that this particular patented microencapsulation technology delivers up to 5 times more live probiotics in the gut compared to traditional non-encapsulated probiotic products. But you're saying that this particular technology or something like it has been used widely anyway, right?
Right. So from the pharmaceuticals got it going, a lot of nutritional companies are picking it up, and not just probiotics. And it is true. It optimizes absorption, and so fully on board with it. It wants to do it. In fact, well, for full disclosure, I have spoken for another company doing exactly the same thing, and they call their liposome technology ABT, Advanced Biotechnology. So, yeah, you can call it what you want. They're still liposomes, and I think HealthSync Global, the company I have written for and spoken for, are also providing very, very good liposome technology to maximize absorption not only of the probiotics, but other supplements, including meal replacements and vitamins and minerals. And so, yeah, in a way, I guess I'm with the commercial.
Well, here's another part. They say, but it doesn't stop there. whatever it is. Also, strategically includes the patented and research probiotic strain known as DE111. DE111 is a unique heat and acid-resistant form of the potent probiotic strain Bacillus subtilis, which has been shown to work wonders when it comes to rebalancing the good and bad bacteria in the gut. Are you aware of something like that? So many of these, there's so many strains of this.
We're getting to where we know exactly what species of probiotics does what. And so it's really exciting research. The research on the different species of probiotics, and there are thousands of, it's exploding. So we're getting to see how each species has a different function. So we know what species of probiotics promote weight loss, better metabolism, less diabetes. We know what species work better for brain issues, depression issues, what species work better with arthritic issues, what species work better with cardiovascular issues. So we're getting really sophisticated. And so they don't quite come out and say which species they're talking about. They gave it a number and a letter, which is fine. You know, it makes it look like the research is so ongoing.
Well, it's patented, isn't it, or not? How could it be patented? No, it's not patented. No, it couldn't be patented, I don't think. It's just it says it's a research-backed probiotic strain, which they call this.
Right. So I guess they don't want to reveal which one that is, which gives me pause. Well, they don't tell us what species of probiotics that is, but we already know that each species in the microbiome will do a specific job. Each species has been found to have a role in our health. For instance, we have a handful of probiotics or healthy bacteria in the gut that will help you lose weight, cut down on your risk of diabetes, even improve diabetes, if not cure it, metabolize better, other species that will process cholesterol better. So without it, you tend to have more cardiovascular issues. We know what species are best for the brain, so they're being used for depression, anxiety, other brain issues. We know what species can help with arthritic conditions. They're more anti-inflammatory, if you will. And so for them to claim they have a species that helps a particular issue, yeah, that is probably true. What gives me pause is that they don't mention, they don't tell us what that species is. They just give it a cute number and letter. And that's fine. It's a bit disingenuous because the research is already there for the taking. I don't think they've patented that. They could not. These are natural products. They cannot be patented.
What it says here, it says, in fact, in a recent double-blind placebo-controlled study conducted by Dr. Gina Liberati at the University of Wisconsin, participants took this DE111 and experienced increased levels of beneficial probiotics along with a decrease in the nasty bug E. coli, while those who did not take the DE111 saw no such beneficial changes. So they're saying it affected E. coli.
Yes, that is true. The more friendly bacteria you have, the more you suppress the bad guys, not just E. coli. That happens to be the one they tested. But having bad guys, bad bacteria, parasites, yeast in the gut is not the problem. The problem is the imbalance. And so we can live with bad guys. In fact, we all have them as part of the human condition.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah, these bad guys proliferate. They break through, if you will, and gain the upper hand if the good guys are weakened. And of course, this article I saw it as well, gets into that at the very beginning, saying that if you're drinking a lot of alcohol, eating pesticides, a lot of sugar, other chemicals, taking antibiotics, acid blocking pills, Prilosex, all those kinds of pills, then your good guys, if you're not eating your veggies, etc., then the good guys are going to be weakened and the bad guys break through. But the inverse is true. If you strengthen the good guys, it will keep the bad guys suppressed. And they focus on E. coli, that's fine. But this is just common sense. You don't need a researcher from Wisconsin to tell you this.
Well, I think that we've covered a lot of this particular ad, and it shows you the complexity involved in really understanding what you hear in an advertisement about some kind of health product. The actual reality is that the claims do kind of take an expert
to really be able to verify. I mean, you can verify it, but you'd have to do a lot of your own research and be prepared to do it, right?
Right, and be prepared to find sites on the internet that are not so reputable, and they themselves are promoting their own stuff. So I think it's best to just study from medical journals.
And listen to this program.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so we're going to take a break now, and we'll be right back.
This is Johnny Bluestar, CEO of New Galaxy Enterprises, a media content development company. Want to write a book but don't want the challenges of developing time-consuming social media platform, costly private book promotions, complex email campaigns, and advertising commitments? If you write a book about your business, you don't need a mass audience. Focus on prospective clients with the best business card there is, your own book. To learn more about New Galaxy, see samples of our work, or talk to us about your project, please go to www.newgalaxyenterprises.com and fill out the contact form.
It is the 15th century. El Tesoro de Cielo, a Spanish treasure ship, sends a scouting expedition to a strange island. Golden statues surrounding them prove the enormity of their find. Suddenly, hordes of ghoulish creatures with scaly green flesh and skeletal wings descend upon them from the sky.
What do you think of this, Rufio?
These creatures are fragile, Captain. We can take them with our swords.
They seem supernatural. Who knows what powers they possess?
Fallen angels, weakened by their treason.
My God, are you saying they're Nephilim, the devil's host?
I'm saying whatever they are, we can take them. Do any of you cowards dare join me?
Up against sharp knife-like nails and hideous fangs, the men's swords rip into slimy green flesh. Though black blood pours copiously from their half-naked bodies, creatures miraculously persist. Can the crew survive this bloody, cursed battle?
Find out more by Googling The Thrice Born, a new sci-fi supernatural novel by Carlos Lopez Avery and Johnny Bluestar. Google with the words Carlos Johnny Kendall, The Thrice Born. That's Carlos Johnny Kendall, The Thrice Born.
Okay, we're back on the Integrative Hermetic Health Show with Dr. Hugo Rodier, and we are discussing some very interesting things, trying to focus on the microbiome. We have just discussed probiotics and how you would discriminate what you should use and what you shouldn't. But here's one really strange. I think this is really strange. It has to do with autism. And we're talking here about how the autism spectrum disorder, ASD, manifests in alterations in complex human behavior, including social communication and stereotypes. In addition to genetic risks, the gut microbiome differs between typically developing, that's called TD, and ASD individuals, though it remains unclear whether the microbiome contributes to symptoms. So this researchers transplanted the gut microbiota from human donors with ASD or TD or TD controls into germ-free mice and revealed that colonization with ASD microbiota is sufficient to induce hallmark autistic behaviors. Now, we've talked about something like this before, but that's pretty amazing that they're going to actually take human substances and put them in a mouse and then start drawing some conclusions. In this case, the brains of the mice colonized with ASD microbiota displayed alternative splicing of ASD-relevant genes. Microbiome profiles of mice harboring human microbiota predict that special bacterial taxa and their metabolic modulate ASD behaviors. Indeed, treatment of ASD mouse model with candidate microbial metabolites improves behavior of abnormalities and modulates nutritional excitability of the brain. So I guess they're saying that the microbiome of mice can be affected in a positive way, decrease some of their autistic behavior.
We've known about this for decades as well. We call them stool transplants, and it's been done in humans, and I've recommended to patients that they do it too if nothing's working, at a fraction of the cost that you would pay a clinic where they do that. The FDA is cracking down on this because a whole lot of doctors ran with it and were charging exorbitant prices for all kinds of conditions. And so the FDA has limited the use of stool transplants to only people who are not responding to therapy for Clostridium difficile, which is a bacteria that can cause problems in the intestinal tract and often patients present with diarrhea. So the point of the technology of transplanting the microbiome from one person to another, let alone from a person to a mice, has been there for quite a while. And number two, this highlights two huge points. One, the brain-gut connection that we've been talking about for years now, you and I, Johnny.
Yeah, that's right.
And number three, how nutrition, what you process in the gut, will highly affect the brain. But not only that, how detoxification affects the brain. See, autism, ADD, that spectrum, it's the same spectrum. It's, of course, it's a lot about how you nourish the brain. But what the article fails to point out is that our gut microbiome tells the liver how to detoxify. And further, the microbiome itself has the same capacity to detoxify as the liver. And so that's how critical it is to have a healthy microbiome to filter out, to detoxify chemicals in the environment that have been totally linked to autism and ADD. In my mind, this whole mess, and we now have 1 out of 54 kids affected with autism, is because they cannot detoxify very well. And so they fall prey to a lot of chemicals out there that have been proven to be neurotoxins, chief among them pesticides and heavy metals. And so for us to go from the 80s, from 1 in 10,000 kids with autism, to now 1 in 54, it's not a genetic problem, as some people would like to tell you. It's an environmental problem. As such, poor nutrition and a lot of toxins in the environment are affecting those kids that do not detoxify as well. Is there a gene for autism, ADD? No. The geneticity of it is that epigenetics, what we talked about, where the food we eat, the chemicals we eat, if we're not processing them well in the gut and in the liver, then you get a whole lot of problems. So the geneticity, in my mind, is do you have a tendency to detoxify well, yes or no? And that can be genetics in the liver, but mostly is how your microbiome works, how it's constituted, and how it teaches the liver to detoxify. That's why we have an epidemic. Our genes are not mutating.
Well, I just want to point out that something you talked about before, that one of the you said you were talking about nutrition, and one of the problems with the nutrition that we eat, because they're not really using the very best they can in organic farming, which isn't perfect, organic products, they are experiencing pesticide traces in their food.
Oh, yeah. And then the water that people drink, you know, this summer you see everybody walking around with a plastic water bottle, and then they leave it in the car to heat up. Did you know that the water in those bottles, 93% of that water has plastic fiber? And plastics are phthalates, P-H-T-H-A-T-A-L-E-S, phthalates. And yeah, and the other one is, anyway, there's chemicals in our plastics that have been shown to be neurotoxic and endocrine disruptors as well.
So drinking spring water out of a plastic container, is that an example of it?
Right. So all those plastic bottles that you see people toting around all the time, look, just get water from your tap at home. Great, better if you have a filter at home, and put it in a glass bottle and take it around. Don't stop at the 7-Eleven to buy those infernal plastic bottles.
I'm in trouble.
You're going to die now.
So what happens with the, it affects the neurology, yeah?
Yeah, the neuroendocrine system, which are one and the same.
Holy mackerel, that's amazing. I didn't know that. I knew about you don't want to throw them out, so they'll get it. They're just waste products, but I didn't realize they had such a specific effect.
Right. Sorry to
destroy my life. Yes, I understand. Another thing that I want to point out from an article here, we're talking about gut bacteria supplements. We just did this second episode on, the second section on that. It says here is a New York Times article reporting on some research where it says gut bacteria supplements may benefit people of heightened risk of diabetes and heart disease. And from this pilot study, which was published in Health Day, supplements of a type of gut bacteria may benefit people at heightened risk of diabetes and heart disease, research indicated. Investigators found that the supplements containing bacteria called Acromanesia mucinfilia. Well, why don't they have to name these things this way? I mean, are they addicted to Latin? Why can't they use English?
Well, because Dr. Ackerman discovered it, so he put his name on it. That's how it works.
Ackerman, okay, Ackermansia nucinfila. It appears to be safe and potentially effective. Over 3 months, volunteers who used a pasteurized version of the supplement lost an average of 5 pounds. At the same time, their cholesterol levels dipped and the progression of their prediabetes slowed. The findings of the 32 participant study were published online in Nature Medicine. Doesn't sound like a very big study.
No, but we've known about this. In fact, we were talking about this very issue when we covered that commercial, that we know specifically what bacteria do what. So here's an example of that. Another one that helps you lose weight and work with diabetes is Gasseri. So that's where we're going with this technology. So it's not surprising to see more and more species coming to the front to do a specific thing for it.
Well, here's another thing we've discussed a little bit about, which is it's a science article in the journal. It's gut microbes metabolize Parkinson's disease drug.
Oh, there you go. See, that's another one. We've talked about this as well. First of all, the brain-gut connection. Second, the concept of postbiotics, meaning anything we put in our gut has no function, no determinant function until the bacteria in the gut has its say, including drugs and foods. You and I could take the same drug but have different effects according to the bacteria we have. So specifically, Parkinson's disease drugs will work differently according to the bacteria you have in the gut, whether you have that one the researchers are pointing out or not. And so this is a heads up for Big Pharma. They will have to redo all of their studies and change all their marketing because we have not taken into account the microbiome when we give people drugs. And so just like food, we could eat the same food and have different results, including weight issues. We could take the same drug and have different results. Heretofore, the pharmaceuticals have blamed the liver for different results on drugs, not realizing that the microbiome is telling the liver how to work and that the microbiome itself, the species they're in, have a lot to do with how you process and detoxify and absorb the drugs we take.
Well, that is really interesting because, to sum it up, the gut microbiota can modify drug bioavailability and efficacy. So, like you say, it doesn't matter if you take the same drug. It depends on how those drugs are effective, depending on this gut bacteria, your microbiome. Amazing. Well, listen, we've had a really, I think, interesting conversation. Do you have any final words?
Bye-bye. Thank you.
We'll see you later.
My company, New Galaxy Enterprises, is a California corporation specializing in the creation of media and promotional content. We are focused on original, innovative projects that are good for humanity. These projects could be nonfiction books or novels, fictional screenplays or documentary content, websites and website content, commercial advertising content for print, audio, or video products on the internet, television, or radio, musical scores for advertising, television, or film, video, audio editing, etc. We want to promote products and projects that support the environment, encourage a healthy experience in living, developing, nurturing, and useful technology, and offering platforms for positive, socially constructive entertainment or informative, transformative media. Our experience in creating a variety of products like this is rather vast, and we offer client-based and collaborative products, as well as the opportunity of active investors to join us in the creation and promotion of proprietary products, some of which are in latter stages of development. For more information, go to www.newgalaxyenterprises.com. That's www.newgalaxyenterprises.com. If you're interested in talking to us, just fill out the contact sheet and we will get back with you.
Dr. Hugo Rodier has published 4 books on health issues covering practically all chronic health problems. You may find them by accessing his website at hugorodier.com. That's HUGORODIER.com. Gut health is the most academic, while switching off chronic disease is the most patient-oriented, with simple recipes to implement his nutritional protocols. We will now play Patricia Welch's version of the classic Evergreen.
Love, soft as Fresh as the morning air, one love that is shared by two, I have found with you. Like a rose under the April snow,
as we have discussed on this program, Marianne Williamson is one of the few political aspirants who seems to have her pulse on the American healthcare system, which she has characterized in a way quite resonant with our program.
You know, I want to say that while I agree with, I'm with Senator Bennett and others, but I agree with almost everything here. I'll tell you one thing. It's really nice that we've got all these plans, but if you think we're going to beat Donald Trump by just having all these plans, you got another thing coming. Because he didn't win by saying he had a plan. He won by simply saying, make America great again. We've got to get deeper than just these superficial fixes, as important as they are. Even if we're just talking about the superficial fixes, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have a health care system in the United States. We have a sickness care system in the United States. We just wait till somebody gets sick, and then we talk about who's going to pay for the treatment and how they're going to be treated. What we need to talk about is why so many Americans have unnecessary chronic illnesses, so many more compared to other countries. And that gets back into not just the big pharma, not just health insurance companies. It has to do with chemical policies. It has to do with environmental policies. It has to do with food policies. It has to do with drug policies. It has to do with environmental
policies. Senator Bennett, a question.
Unlike most of the politicians running today, Marianne Williamson has made herself known as an author and speaker on holistic spiritual topics. Her main focus has been as a spokesman for the Course in Miracles. Whatever one might think of her specific spiritual direction, I wonder how many could contest that the following is a beautiful prayer for physical health.
Dear God,
I give thanks for the miracle of my body. Forgive me for the ways I have abused it or misused it. Allow me to appreciate with humility and respect my body and everyone else's. Heal me, dear God, where I need to be healed. Uplift the energy of every cell in my body. Pour forth your love, your healing, and your light. Sense now the hand of God upon these systems of this miraculous working called your physical self. See and feel the light of God pouring forth upon the workings of your body. The light of God now pours forth upon your brain, your face, your head, your eyes, your ears, your nose, your throat, your mouth, your tongue. The Spirit of God, the healing power of God, pouring forth now upon your heart, your breasts, your liver, your spleen, your abdomen, your skin. The light of God pouring now through your blood, through every organ, every tissue, every muscle, every bone. The light of God now is upon the entirety of your reproductive system. All systems of the body, now healed and made whole. All dysfunction released to right functioning. Where there is any dis-ease, any cell not in perfect order, may the hand of God come upon it now, the divine physician lifting up all cellular functioning. Sickness now turns into health. Health turns into more vibrant health. As we pray now for any practitioner or doctor or medicine or vitamin or mineral, anything necessary to make our body even more perfect in its functioning, we open to receive. We ask for vitality of body as well as mind. A golden light of God now pours down the spine, healing, removing all stress, removing all headaches, all migraines, healing the nervous system, relaxing every cell, relaxing every cell, relaxing every cell. Dear God, please heal my mind. Whatever fog, whatever mental sluggishness, whatever mental or emotional malfunction might affect our brain, we ask for healing. We ask for this healing for ourselves and for others. Feeling now the light of God pouring forth our head, our torso, our arms, our legs. We relax into the arms of the divine physician, and we remain in this healing state. Dear God, I surrender to you my sickness and my health. A great light of God now entering into my body, moving through my body. washing my body in the spirit of truth, I am healed. I am whole. Bless my body. Bless my life within it. Bless this self as it dwells in human form.
We go out now with a few messages, followed by Patricia Welch's marvelous version of The Way We Were. The Coalition is a unique project designed to empower its members both individually and collectively. Besides individual empowerment, its broader focus is on the restoration, protection, and enhancement of citizen and human rights throughout the world through the aid of its members. As this project is centered in the United States, our first task is to create a website and social network infrastructure to promote collective efforts to take back our rightful control as citizens over our government as designed by our founding fathers. Although we must begin with the social network restricted to United States citizens, the organization will also host a global dialogue for the discussion of human rights by citizens of democratic nations throughout the world. If you're interested, please check us out in the GoFundMe.com website, entering in the search field, the Coalition for Planetary Empowerment. That is, go to GoFundMe.com and enter in the search field, the Coalition for Planetary Empowerment. For more information about Dr. Rodier's practice, books, blogs, and newsletters, contact Hugo Rodier, MD, at www.hugorodier.com. That's HUGORODIER.com.
Be beautiful.
It's the laughter